When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we are aboard the deck of the Uhuru as it is pulling into a new port. They have just weathered a terrible, terrible storm. Everybody on the ship is soaking wet, has been windblown, and is seeing the relief of the sun for a long time. Floating over Nordia, you can see that there is a large open skyship port that could receive a ship the size of the Uhuru. There are a couple smaller ports, and only one of them is occupied by a very fine-looking ship. But I want to join our crew, because I believe right now you are in the captain's quarters, and you're debating over the newest member of the crew, or debating over a stowaway that you've found on the ship, I think. It's probably the best way of
it. Is the stowaway there?
Yes, I believe the stowaway is with you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Guys, we can't be too hard on him, okay? Look, if you guys remember, I was a stowaway too. I snuck aboard the Uhuru.
You were?
All right. I think
so. I didn't know
that. I think I did.
It's true. Young Jonnet was a stowaway, and the captain, Orimar, decided to keep him on.
It's a fun bit of lore that we all learned today.
I think it's safe to say that no matter what, almost anything we say sort of today is kind of in a gray area.
In a gray area.
Anyway.
I feel that. I don't know why, but I feel that way.
I was a stowaway too. Why not? Who cares?
I mean, I think you were. I think we just listened to that not too long ago. So I don't know why I said listen to it. I didn't experience that memory. It was really just the two people that would have it.
I'm wearing
one of those collective memories
now
that we all have sometimes.
You know, just dreams.
I mean, regardless, the captain's council needs to decide what to do with the stowaway.
Well, let's vote. Will Jeff be allowed on the ship, or will we throw him overboard?
Well, I am not going to say no to a new crew member such as Jeff. So I'm going to say I'm in.
I'm in as well.
I abstain. I'd love to hear more.
Well, Jeff, why don't you make your case?
Can we get a description of what Jeff looks like for the audience?
Okay, and we'll break away real quick. Is Jeff just a talking dog, or is Jeff like a dog man creature, or is...
What do you prefer on that?
I kind of just want him to be a talking dog.
I like
of course.
A talking
dog. Is
of
that
course.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Air Buddies movies.
Aw! That's extremely cute.
Air! Oh my god, and we're in the air.
Good. We done it.
All right, so do you want me to do a physical description, or do you want to do a physical description?
No, please do a physical description. I want to know.
So the camera pans down to a full-grown, maybe 4-year-old Labrador Retriever. Shaggy golden hair, big goofy smile, bright red collar with little hot dogs on it, and a hot dog-shaped tag that just says Jeff, and there's no other information on the tag.
Well, I mean, if it was up to me, I'd say I should probably stay on the ship.
Yeah, well, it's not.
But I'm fine to go off the ship. If you want me to go off the ship, I'll go off the ship and I can stay on the ship.
No, Jeff, you are not going anywhere. All right, you were absolutely instrumental to us surviving that storm. Without Jeff, we would all be just, we would be off the ship. We would be floating in the water because we would have all fallen off.
That's true. I saw Jeff walk his little paws all over the deck and save each of one of us in turn by grabbing us with his little mouth and pulling us up like we were
full grown mouth
comparatively.
And considering that the crew is anywhere between 50 and 170,000 people, that's a lot.
I have my work cut out for me. But, you know, ultimately, it's I hate the water. So anything that keeps me out of the water is good. It takes me a long time to dry off.
And Jeff, I need to ask. I gotta ask. When you took the helm and you guided the ship past the mountain impasse, like we could almost not see at all. How did you know how to steer the ship? Where to go?
Honestly, I thought I saw a maelstrom, and I guided it to the maelstrom because I love to chase the maelstrom. So that's what I saw, and then I just instinct took over. But I'm glad it worked out because it wasn't a maelstrom. It was actually guiding us into a clearing, and we got out of the storm.
And where did you learn to shoot a gun so well?
Streets. All the streets.
All the streets?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't read, and so I don't know street signs. Oh, I could describe them by smell.
You can't read. What an original trait. For you.
Yeah, never had an interest in it.
Well, I suppose if we're not going to be throwing you off the ship, do you have any other traits that you want to throw out there that we can know about? Maybe we could have an impromptu interview right here, right now. Do you have any medical experience? We recently lost a physician.
Oh, medical experience. None per se. I do have a few medical oddities about me that would be maybe worth mentioning.
Go ahead and mention three.
Perfect. As you can see, I have beneath the shaggy hair on the top of my head, I have a third eye. As you can also see, one of my paws is missing. It was cut off. I have a mechanical paw in its place.
Pretty good, yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at the scars on my back, I used to have more back.
What? Just like, was that good for you to have less back or
maybe more aerodynamic?
That's
which is important if you are going to be a airiner, which I hope to be.
Oh, so you stowed away with the intention of joining the crew. Most talking animals that wish to join our crew go through a formal application process.
I honestly, you know, I can't read. I know how to use a gun. I can steer a ship, but part of me, it doesn't. You know, I know I'm not appealing to all people. I know I'm a kind of a hard sell. I just wanted to make my best case by showing myself in action.
Now, since we're sort of doing an informal interview, I assume you don't have a resume. Do you happen to have like a business card that you could show us?
Do I have a business card? I could see what's in the old briefcase.
Oh, it's God. Bigger than his mouth.
Jesus. Okay. Jesus.
There's my briefcase. Can someone help me with that? The latches?
He unhinged his jaw. I saw it.
What else is in your mouth?
All my stuff. Almost all
my
stuff.
Oh my God.
You get that out of your mouth right now.
No,
you get
no,
that
no.
out of your mouth.
You'd have to fish
drop
it out.
With it. You open your mouth.
Drop it. Oh. Okay, that's one of my guns.
Ooh,
as you can see, I don't need much help or assistance. I bring everything to the table.
I mean, he's making a compelling case.
Well, we've already voted technically to have him on the ship, so.
Well, we had an someone abstained.
Because I think it needs to be mentioned that Jeff is a lot. Jeff is a lot of it.
Oh.
So
says you.
I say it because it's
you're
true.
You're 45 feet tall. That's a lot.
We're all sort of a lot, and this is a lot more.
May I ask, who is Jeff? I know we're all talking about that a lot, and I want to be present in this conversation.
It's your little tag.
Jeff? Yeah, you have a tag. It's got your name here.
Let me
show you.
Okay. Oh, this thing.
Yeah.
God, I've been wondering what the hell
this
was.
Why are you showing him? He said he couldn't read like three times already.
I've been wondering what the hell this
was. Well, he needs to know that these letters equal Jeff, and Jeff equals him.
Okay, no. I can clear this up.
I can clear this up. See, I can't put clothes on myself because I am a dog.
Yes.
I don't know who put this on me, but I assume maybe their name was Jeff. That's the only thing that I could think of. But I did not put this on me. This has been on me as long as I can remember.
It's like a designer item.
Oh, yeah, I guess if you want to be pejorative, think about me in that way. Yes, I am. I could be.
Oh, no, I meant the necklace itself.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So what's your name?
Yeah. My name?
Yeah.
Jared.
Last name? Just Jared?
Oh, Jared is my last name.
Oh, and Just Jared is his blog.
Oh, you guys read Just Jared?
I love
it's
Just
one of the only
Jared.
Publications that make it to the air.
Yeah.
We get so much sky gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Jared hasn't posted in a while. No. I was wondered why.
Yeah, I was reviewing all of the chocolate airs in the area, which, as we all know, chocolate airs are chocolate airships where they make chocolate. And the wind is the chocolate. Anyway, I was reviewing
all
of those.
I feel like a lot of what's being said is going to stick around. That's my thought.
Yes, this is all deep world building. Yes.
Yes, very important.
You won't have to deal with the ramifications
No. Probably not. That's the one nice thing about being a dog is we have very short lives comparatively.
Mm-hmm. So if your last name is Jared, what's your first name?
Jared.
So that would be Jared.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jared is my middle name. Jared is my first name. And my last name is Bo Barrett.
Okay.
I don't know who Jeff is. But if you
and us both.
If you're looking for a mystery, you're looking for that mystery to take 45 minutes to an hour, this might be a place to start.
Wait, I mean, didn't we allow a Jeff to get on our ship in the last in the last port?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
I mean, sure.
Were you asking me?
I was asking everyone.
Okay.
We let so many freaks on this ship. I'm sure one of them could have been named.
You mean the large talking turtle? Jerry? Jeff? That fella?
Yeah. I mean, could it be? Is it possible that Jared Bobarrett's owner is Jeff? The
Jeff
turtle?
Jeff Bobarrett, the turtle.
Well, we don't. I mean, the only way to solve this is to actually go talk to Jeff. We got to talk to Jeff and get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Well, let's walk to where Jeff is.
Okay, so we're going to do like kind that? Of a walk and talk situation.
Yeah, do you want me to go or you want me to? I'm going to come with you.
You should.
No, wait. Actually, Jared Bobarrett, you stay here because I think when we meet Jeff Bobarrett, and it just might be cleaner if we talk
might
to him separately
okay.
and then
I'll
come back
here.
To you.
Does anyone have anything I can play with while you're gone?
Well, yeah. Captain, could you please play fetch with Jared?
Oh, whatever this is smells dead.
Okay. Johnny, I do have a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Are you touching the heart?
I'm absolutely touching the heart.
Great.
What is he doing?
What?
What is the captain
doing? Here's actually the thing. I'm holding the heart in my hand. Captain, could you play fetch with Jared? And then I toss the heart to the captain.
Oh, boy. I want that.
The captain holding that heart has very, very interesting ramifications that we will not investigate at all.
Oh, yikes.
He becomes completely autonomous.
Oh, hello, it's me, the captain.
That's what I'm terrified of. So let's cut down. I want to know where in the ship is this. Actually, we moved
the
down.
Toilet. It's the toilet.
Isn't this in the toilet? It's in the toilet.
Yeah.
The toilet.
Okay. Toilet turtle.
So we moved down through the layers and levels of the ship down to what people refer to as the stinky side. That's the area of the ship that has portholes to the outer world where the Uhuru puts unspeakable things.
Oh my God, we're just raining shit on the...
What else were we going to be doing with it, Tyler?
Oh man, I love this ship. All right.
And we come to the sky latrine, as it were, that is right next to a broom and supply closet where a large, what is actually a tortoise, not a turtle, is
ooh.
Everyone's misidentified it as a turtle. And that's fine because we don't all perfectly remember the things that definitely happened that brought us here.
Mm.
Did we really meet a big turtle man?
No. No, we didn't.
I'm too stupid for this.
Poor simple boy.
No, we haven't done anything. This is all make-believe. It's pretend.
Well, then make it a turtle.
Yeah, make it a turtle. I was about to say, make it a turtle.
Because turtles require water and wetness. I was just.
Yeah, we have a
we have toilets. That
we just like to down. Down.
Fine. I accept this coup. It's a turtle now.
In this fantasy setting, you can't imagine a turtle. You can't imagine a wet turtle here.
But we've got a wet turtle.
Thank you,
thank you,
Johnny. Yes. I hope you're happy.
It's a win.
So there's a turtle.
Next, you're going to tell me that scary man was a crocodile and not an alligator, or the other way around. I don't remember what he was.
He's a crocodile man.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, he's an alligator.
He's an asshole.
We're going to have to put a spoiler bot in this episode.
Do
you realize what you've done? That's at least 30 extra minutes for Casey.
Well,
who must be enjoying this.
Well, has anyone enjoyed a podcast?
No.
No.
Mm.
What was the first podcast?
Oprah That's Super just, Soul Conversations.
What?
This American Life.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, because that was like, I guess like the first.
Well, then don't ask if you're going to say, well, no, to the answer.
Oh. Anyway. I mean,
the Sermon on the Mount.
That's true.
Okay. Let's all move on. We're in front of a turtle. We're going to solve a mystery in an hour to 45 minutes. That's the promise that we made.
Hey, Jeff.
Occupied.
Okay.
I'm pooping.
Could we talk to you through the door? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. There is a dog upstairs with a collar that says Jeff. There are no other...
I'm done pooping.
Okay, well, you know, flash
open and... the door.
Why don't you open it?
We hear the loud flushing whoosh of the skyport being opened that will allow the waste to be swept away in the wind.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. So did you get all that?
Yeah, so there was a dog with a collar that said Jeff, and we know you love hot dogs, so...
You found my collar?
Yes.
Better than that, we found the dog that your collar was on. Your buddy, we found him.
My buddy...
Jared? Bobarid?
Jared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bo? Barrett?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's the dog.
He had my collar?
Okay, so you do know Jared.
Yes. Of course. I do.
Okay.
How do you know him?
We were both created by the same wizard.
Oh.
Okay. We're on to something.
That's a lot of fun stuff to know.
Well, Jeff, I guess, was that collar yours? Would you normally wear the collar? Because, again, you're so small, and Jared Bobarid is like...
You're not so big.
I thought it was like a human-sized turtle, but then I realized it's just a turtle sitting on.
I am
no
tortoise.
Then why are you so wet, Jeff? Why are you so wet?
I fell in so embarrassing.
I'm really really sorry. I'm really sorry about this whole thing.
Any one of you could have handed me a towel.
Janet throws a towel at Jeff.
Jeff falls in.
Splash. Okay, so we got half the mystery. We know that some of the talking animals that we allowed on the ship, and I say some because there are a lot more, were created by the same wizard.
So someone else put Jeff's collar on Jared Babarid. So there's a third party.
And it could be the wizard.
Oh, I hope it's the wizard.
I hope it's the wizard.
Wait, guys, didn't we let a wizard in on the ship at the port before last?
I think so, but I feel like we should, you know, maybe not confront the wizard right away and talk to another animal first, to make sure.
I think we should talk to the wizard. Why wouldn't we do that?
Let's go to the wizard, and I'm sure we might run into an animal on the way to the wizard.
Yes, that makes sense.
All right, that's fine.
Is anyone opposed to me just flushing?
Nay.
No, go for it.
Is flush.
I mean, we're pulling into port. The likelihood that we'll see that turtle again is almost 100%.
Well, that was the one toilet that goes to the incinerator.
Yes, straight to the furnace. For all those poops that we don't want getting out in the world.
Gallons of water just dropping.
This one must never see air. The fire for you.
So should we talk about how we're going to walk somewhere?
Yes, let's go walk to where the wizard is.
Yes.
And another sort of walk and talk situation where we can digest what we've just learned.
Don't digest too quick or we'll have to go right back.
Suppose
you're
that's
fun.
True.
Sometimes you're fun.
Oh, I try.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes, like, we can have fun when we're not busy, like, you know, avoiding death and escaping folks and like gone blood hunts. You guys are great.
Can I ask a serious question? Why do we super care about the dog?
I don't know.
Why can't we just let him hang out?
I'll tell you why we care about the dog. I'll tell you why we care about the dog. Because I've just got a new request for insurance.
Okay.
From who?
From the dog that you all and the captain's council just willy-nilly approve.
So he can write, but he can't read.
He can sign an X. That's what most of the people on the ship do. Even those that can read and write, they just prefer the X.
Then who gave him the insurance form?
I did, because you approved a new crew member.
Sounds like you're creating work for yourself.
Kind of on you.
No. It's I don't create work. You create work when you force overboard to onboard people.
I think you get off on making yourself important.
Can I tell you why?
What?
I had to submit the insurance form.
Yeah, go for it, Jared.
Jared, how did you figure out the doorknob to the captain's quarters?
I jumped over it. Jump right over the door. No. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Well, that's a pre-existing condition.
I know. But
So it's not gonna be covered.
I'll die unless you can help me find a cure.
What's the illness?
The illness is diabetes. And it will kill me. And the only one that can cure me is the one who created me.
Oh, the wizard.
You know the wizard?
Yeah, we just let him on the ship.
You let him on the ship?
Yeah.
Then you have to find him, and you have to force him to cure me and cure all of my friends who were created, especially my best friend.
Who's your best friend?
Jeff.
Oh, I've got bad news.
What?
Oh.
What's your bad news?
He's going to be incinerated.
Okay. What does that mean?
The light lit on fire big time.
Ooh. He won't like that.
No.
He's a tortoise.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. One of the crew members is going to be incinerated?
Well, if you walk fast, maybe not.
Did it happen in the workplace?
Technically.
Is the toilet a workplace?
But that's the incinerator that's only...
No! We're going to be liable for so much!
For once a week, right?
Yeah, and I think today is an off day for that incinerator.
Oh, our premiums are going to go through the roof!
How about you go
Go try and catch him.
Go get him.
Please, you have to save my friend. Do that. But he also has tortoise diabetes. And he will surely die if you don't get the cure.
Did he make you on purpose with this illness to have a tortured existence?
I don't know his motives. Only he knows his motives. I just exist in the world as a thing that he created that will surely die.
We won't let that happen, Jared.
You know, that's
actually
a very relatable thing that you just said. Mm-hmm. That now that I think of it.
Thank you, young boy.
Young?
Yes, you are a young boy.
I thought you were talking to Spin.
No, he is very old. You can tell because of his face.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
Are there any other of your friends on the ship?
I don't know, but I do know many of my friends were created.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? If we could maybe bring it all in, that person who's made out of, like, 40 cats maybe is...
Bring that person on the ship?
Statistically, no, but probably who's listening that hard.
They wouldn't have known unless we said, I'm sure at least that hard.
I'm sure at least one of those cats snuck on the ship.
That's what the pervert's like, so.
That is what the pervert's like.
Before you go, could someone throw the ball? I would just love to go chase the ball.
Yeah, where's the captain?
I left him. He was behind the door. I jumped over the door.
Just go back and he'll play with
you. I don't know the way. I'm going to take a nap here.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
We see him walk in a circle a couple times before settling down. So you're going to find the wizard?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to find the wizard.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to the part of the ship where we typically do sparring and training sessions.
We got a dojo?
Yeah. Oh, for show dojo.
I mean, it's probably just on the top deck of the ship.
Yeah.
Hard cut to a martial arts training class on the ship. We see Wendell. We see Wilson. Jane and Pliff are, of course, there as well. And who's teaching the class? I really want to know that.
One, two,
no.
Three, four, kick. One, two, punch.
I don't care for it, but he's so good.
Three, four, kick.
Now I feel like he should be doing more of this and less jerking off.
He's just so strong, but we all have our weaknesses, our mortal weaknesses.
Oh, my weakness is my left arm.
Thank you.
Is there anything I can do for y'all, or are you just interrupting my class?
If this
is going to take a while, I will head down and you can do whatever you need to.
No. Have you seen anyone looks like a... Anyone with a real wizardy vibe?
Oh, yeah. That guy over there in the big pointy hat and the robe.
Hello.
Thank you. That is a wizardy vibe.
Yeah, well, this looks like it's going to take a while. So if you'll excuse me.
What are you going to do?
You're up here, so your quarters are probably free right now, right?
Oh, please don't. You have your own quarters. Just go to the bathrooms.
Yeah, but...
You have your little post.
Sometimes you like to go on, it's like a little vacation. You know, you like to get away from it all.
Why don't you just do it in Dreff's old office? No one's there.
Oh, it's too spooky.
And you're not into that.
I don't want to be scared while I'm jerking off.
Well, you shouldn't close yourself off to new experiences.
That's true.
Are you sure? It could be exhilarating.
Well, maybe I'll try it once.
You should try it once.
Okay.
Open your mind to the possibilities.
Okay, I'm going to go get creeped out while I jerk off, I guess.
You there,
now,
wizard.
Who goes? I'm sorry.
Wizard.
Wizard?
Yes, you, wizard.
Are you a wizard?
Oh, you're referring to my clothes.
Yes, the stars.
The man before you takes his hat off and the robe falls away and you see a human-sized lizard.
Oh.
I am a lizard. I can see why it would be confusing.
It was confusing, for sure.
Let's just cut right to the chase.
Sure.
Were you created by a wizard with a W?
Oh, yes.
Do you have lizardabetes?
I'm sorry?
Lizardabetes?
Lizardabetes.
No. I have chameleon.
Hold on. Chlamydia, chameleon, chameleon, Lydia.
Chlamydia.
I have chlamydia. Chlamydia.
Who does it?
Chameleon. I'm a chameleon, which is a type of lizard.
It's chlamydia spelled with a CH.
Yes.
Yeah.
Iguanabetes?
I'm not an iguana.
Chlamydia. An iguana's a lizard.
An iguana's a lizard. You're correct there. But no, I have. Let's just call it chlamydia. But it's not. It's not the STI.
We could have gone with dye-a-bearded dragon. That would have worked.
Sure, there's a million ideas. Tweet them to me at JPSoFly. Fuck you. All I'm saying is that I am sick, and a wizard did create me. And that's why I took his clothes. For I will be the one to find him and cut him down.
I feel like when you took his clothes is probably when you should have taken the opportunity to cut him down.
Okay, these aren't his clothes. These are just wizard clothes that I found. I've been telling everyone I took his clothes, but he's much too powerful. I would never dare to go against him.
Well, I would have believed you, and I understand that. Just gassing yourself up a little bit before you do
anything.
No,
I'm a coward. I am. It's part of me. There are others of his creations, the brave ones, the ones that could do something, but not me.
Is that why you signed up for Jerk Off Jerry's martial arts? Jerk Off Jerry's jiu-jitsu?
In a way, yes. But ultimately, it really just became about the camaraderie with fellow men.
I understand.
Sure, yeah. We all have similar opinions. We think that there's a great injustice being done to men in this day and age.
Okay, wow.
Our kind has disappeared. Wow. I can go on about my beliefs, my personal beliefs.
I do not want to know which specific crew members this applies to.
No, thank you. No.
Just jerk off Jerry.
Okay, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
And you know, his cohorts. Mm-hmm.
He has no friends.
No, he doesn't.
Did somebody call me?
No. Are you already finished?
Oh, yeah. I like that spooky stuff.
That's what I told you. Sometimes if that's your thing, you find it.
So until we have a new ship dock, we kind of have a dedicated jerk-off room?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. What would sound better is someone curing my chlamydia.
What is your name?
What about... Oh, no, not this one. What about... Komodo Dragonaria.
Oh, yes. That would be terrible, too.
That's a fun one.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. I mean, there's amoxicillin. We could...
It won't work.
Okay, no.
Only a drop of the wizard's blood can cure me.
Oh, okay.
Get somewhere.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay. Okay.
Bits of information. You talk to
one every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loving that. I feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to kind of check stuff off your list.
If you want to find the wizard,
you're going
to need to seek out the bravest among us.
Okay.
I had a brother who could fight the wizard, who had the strength and the ferocity. You must find Barry.
Okay.
Is he a bear?
That would be a little on the nose, wouldn't it?
Is he a guy who just speaks in a very deep voice?
could be. Look, you'll have to find him. That's all the information that I can give.
Well.
You're not even going to tell us what kind of animal he is?
Wouldn't you rather find it out when you get there? You want the mystery spoiled? I'll spoil it for you.
No.
Guy who went fucking 2 years without seeing anything about Star Wars. We just wants the mystery given away. You're not going to like it. It's not going to be good.
Yeah, well, you know. Hindsight,
how'd that fucking work out for you?
It was a
you rube, you cuck. I got your card.
It was a real bummer.
Uh-huh.
They really made a bad one that
day. Yeah. Palpatine's daughter or whatever. Who gives a shit? Oh, boy. Kind of makes it feel like none of it was worth it.
Yeah, kind of like all of them.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
We're just here on this earth for no fucking reason.
Just killing time. Just killing time.
Well, men's rights go down.
We push him off the ship.
Jared, bring your gun.
Okay. Hey heroes, it's James, your game master. Welcome to the mid-roll, and a very happy April Fool's to you. I've frankly seen a lot of people on Twitter saying they are not in the mood for most April Fool's pranks this year, and trust me, I get it, but we put this together as kind of a fun little thing because JPC had some time and, you know, we miss him. This was so much fun to record. Obviously, I kind of flubbed the timing a little bit on this. I guess I just didn't count the episodes properly. Imagine how sweet it would have been if April Fool's Day had fallen exactly on the split with us landing in Nordia, though, huh? That would have been pretty cool and impressive. But a huge thanks to JPC for returning to the show to help us play out this farce. I want us to get back to that, but before we do, I have to mention that this is not the only episode of Skyjacks that came out this week. Skyjacks Courier's Call just posted their fifth episode yesterday. If you haven't already, you should head to your favorite podcast app and search for Skyjacks Courier's Call. All new episodes of Courier's Call are going to be posted there. So if you love Skyjacks and one episode a week is not enough for you, be sure to head over to Courier's Call to get another episode of Skyjacks every other week. New episodes of Courier's Call will be posted throughout the Kickstarter campaign for us to fund our first full season of Courier's Call. That's going to launch on Tuesday, April 7th. I think we tweeted out an inaccurate time earlier this week, but the launch of the Kickstarter is going to be on Tuesday, April 7th, so mark your calendars. I really hope you enjoy the episodes of Courier's Call that are broadcasting now, partially because I got to play a guest character on those shows and play in the Skyjacks universe as a player for the first time. It was super fun. For those who are curious, I play an excitable and rotund little apprentice named Bobby Jean Cooper, all the way from the Honey Smoke Mountains. And I hope you have so much fun listening to him. So once again, I will emphasize, go search out the Courier's Call feed and subscribe and let me know what you think of my precious boy, Bobby Jean. Before we get back to the episode, I want to take a quick moment and thank our Patreon backers. We're going to be doing individual thank yous soon, but we're still allowing a little bit of time for people to sign up before we generate that new list. Without you, we wouldn't be able to make this show. And folks, I love this show.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So with all that out of the way, let's get back in the sky.
Okay, well, we're on to something. We got to find Barry. We do know of at least one Barry on the ship.
Can I make a quick proposition? He does not cure the lizard. We don't cure the lizard. We let him die.
We let him die. Fair. Only because of his choices.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And his actions and his him as a person and a lizard.
And because we don't like lizards.
Well, okay, come on.
I'm just being honest. We've never hired a lizard.
We should hire a lizard, but it's not going to be that lizard.
Going to keep on walking. Let's climb up to the crow's nest and get a nice bird's eye view of the ship.
Gable looks at the camera and winks painfully slowly.
It hurts very much.
I don't think Gable can wink. I think they have to close both eyes and then open one.
Oh, no.
So we cut up to the crow's nest where we see Baritone Barry looking out over Nordia, the next stop that this podcast will eventually reach.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, boom, 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 Mr. Sandman.
No, we haven't cleared the rights to that. Stop.
Hey,
it's a whole process.
Sorry, I'm just, you know me, I'm just up here singing licensed music in the crow's nest. It's me, Baritone Barry, here with my Canon chipmunk friend, Chewy the Chipmunk.
Oh.
And a lot of these concepts are just going to stick around. So prepare to hear a lot more about them.
Just the idea okay. of it.
Can well, I help
hello,
you guys?
Everyone. What brings you up into the crow's nest with me and Barry?
Well, we were looking for a wizard to cure some diseases.
And animals with them.
Cursed. To cure all but one disease.
Yes.
A wizard? We don't know nothing about a wizard, do we, Barry? Everybody leave. Get out of here.
Everybody
please.
Get out of the crow's nest, all right? Everybody get back down on that ladder and go back down. Okay?
Get out of here.
Just get out of here.
I heard about a wizard.
Get out of here. No wizard. No, nothing here.
Barry, Chewy, we know that you got to know something about the wizard because Barry has the same name as the person that we're looking for. Who will be able to tell us where the wizard is?
Yes, and that's what we're supposed to do next.
A problematic lizard?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We did.
Absolutely.
The jig 100%. Is up, Barry. The jig is up. It's time for you to take off your mask. I'll help you with the zipper.
This better be good because honestly, the chipmunk was a bit of a letdown.
Hold on, I still have more time.
And also, the chipmunk is wearing a mask as well. So I will take off my mask as the chipmunk takes off his mask.
Inside the chipmunk is Mickey Mouse and Jimmy Stewart.
All right, let's everybody have our guesses, should we? Let's have our guesses, Mary. We're slowly unzipping.
I've got a button up.
Mine's a zipper.
Pretty advanced technology. Sure. Okay. Sure.
The buttons? No, they've been around for a while.
When was zippers made? That feels like a pretty newish kind of thing.
It feels new. At the same time, denim was invented.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's around 1917.
Really?
Yeah, I believe around that time period, yeah.
You just know that?
But it was in the movie.
Yeah,
that's what that movie's about.
There's a big feature of that movie.
How did they film it?
I'm going to check.
On a zipper. It looks like you're riding a zipper. Incredible. Incredible stuff.
The technology.
Wow.
Well, it's us. Are you happy?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean it's us?
Well, I've unbuttoned
our costumes.
Yeah, and now you're just a big man and Barry is the little chipmunk. It is funny to hear that big voice come out of the little chipmunk and to hear the little chipmunk voice come out of a man.
It was the only way that we could think to hide ourselves.
Just to be each other?
Who knows you best than your best friend?
Well, yourself.
No.
I
devote myself to my partner.
Mm-hmm.
What if we are? Well, I'm just curious. I don't care.
It's just nice.
You don't care the way
just
you
just a big
me.
Man in a tiny costume.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some bad news. The zipper is a product premiered in the 1893 World's Fair. Was designed and the modern zipper was eventually designed by Gideon Sunback in 1913, but the first patent for his separatable fastener did get issued in 1917.
Wow.
Okay.
What a horrible thing to be in your mind.
1890, that was our World's Fair, right?
That's what we displayed. A Ferris wheel.
And a zipper.
And a zipper.
Mm-hmm. Just the whole carnival.
Anyway, I'm glad really that I could derail what little plot momentum there was for that factoid.
Well, I think I'm learning a lot.
So one of you is a chipmunk, one of you is a man. Were you both created by the wizard?
Yes.
Okay. At the same time.
At the same time.
There are easier ways to create
part
a man.
Of a terrible and unfortunate accident.
Oh.
And you, what's your ailment?
Well, I'm a man, so I have... What do men have? Heart disease.
Yeah.
Men disease?
I just have heart disease.
Yeah, hypertension.
Yeah,
runs
hypertension.
That's a lot of...
My cholesterol
is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
But what does other diseases do you... Are you afflicted
with?
Yeah,
you're a chipmunk. So let's all think for just a minute on what
Squirreliac disease.
Squirreliac disease, yes. Yeah.
Very, very sick.
So most of them were just lazy animal name plus beaties, but now we're investing some creativity into
chipmunk
them, huh?
Munchausen syndrome. Munchausen could be one.
I feel like there's something in monks and mumps, but I'm just not getting it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not getting there.
A
measles,
cornea.
Mumps, and rubella.
Yes.
Sure. Either way, we're on a timetable and we we'll most certainly die if we don't get cured by with one drop of that wizard's blood.
Yeah, but he's so hard to catch and even harder to bleed to let. You know, but maybe one of you guys could help us out.
I mean, I guess.
Because we know where to find him.
Okay, where?
Oh, that's great.
This is awesome.
All right.
We got good news. He's on the ship.
Well, yeah.
We've got bad news. He's right behind you.
How many? This is a huge crow's nest.
Wait a minute. Okay, I see looking behind us in the distance on the lower deck of the ship.
Oh.
There's a figure
in
wizard's clothes.
Yeah, you
I wouldn't call that right behind you.
Did I say right behind you?
You did.
No.
He said behind.
I just said behind.
You've been very silent about all this. What are you working on?
Shoot him with your gun.
Oh, wait.
Don't shoot him.
Who has the gun? I thought the dog had the gun.
Well, we all have guns.
The dog just has the best gun.
He just has more guns. Yeah, we all have guns. So why don't you watch where you're pointing guns, okay? Because Chewie has a gun too. Well, I know I might be a little bit of a coward, but I could still use it.
I mean, mostly cowards would use a gun.
Beware.
That's right. We've taken a stand on that. Uh-huh. It was easy.
Sure.
There's nothing morally courageous about what we just said.
No way.
But the points we're getting will be good.
Through the roof.
Excellent points that all of us get.
If you want to go against that wizard, you better be careful. That wizard, well, he's a bit of a loose cannon. And if you want to get some of his blood, it's going to cost you.
Okay.
He speaks in verse.
Fucking shit. I guess he does.
Yep.
He does speak in verse, so there's also that.
Sometimes when he can muster his speaking verse. But
close.
Sometimes it's just like kind of like
spattered
pauses.
Speaks, when he's not speaking in verse, he's of course speaking Portuguese.
So we definitely won't be hearing that. So we will be hearing the verse. It's mostly like a melodic way of speaking and less so about like a rhyme.
Slant rhyme.
There's sing-song. Yeah, you'll appreciate the effort.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of build up to you talking to him. So
so just go do it.
Do you guys know how to kill him? Or you just told us where he was?
All I know is if you want to get a little bit of his blood, it's going to cost you.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, I guess we'll...
Well, and we all know he's Italian, so maybe it'll cost us some, I don't know, pasta. Or something. Yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, let's just do three more quick things about the wizard.
Sure. But well, he's Italian, so he's from Japan.
Of course, Japan. Anything else?
We're familiar with Japan.
Just trying to build all of this into a semblance of a person.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he forgets where he is and decides that he just wants to talk about different parts of Cincinnati.
Perfect detail.
Yes.
I heard that he loves dealing in riddles.
That one's actually wrong.
Incorrect.
Either way, should be an interesting meet. He's down there on the deck, and we wish you all the best. We hope that you can cure our diseases.
Except for the lizard. We will let the lizard die.
That's
fine.
Well, nice talking to you.
Gonna we're climb gonna climb
right,
down
get
now.
Ahead, get out of here. All right.
So they make their way down from the crow's nest as in the background you can hear singing of more licensed music that we really can't afford to have on the show. As they make it to the bottom,
he's singing the song from Frozen. Can we just listen for a few seconds?
No.
Frozen.
He's frozen.
Frozen on a river. As they make their way to the bottom, they are confronted once more by Overboard. All right. We managed to catch it just in time before we had a crew member incinerated. And boy, oh boy, I hate to have that happen because the liability just through the roof. We'd have to stop pumping our waste into the furnace, which we get a lot of complaints about, actually, in the HR department.
That
now
sounds like a fun thing.
But there's something that I need you all to watch out for.
What is
apparently, some of the new employees on the ship haven't been getting their vaccinations, which is one of the few policies that we've established. And it's caused a huge outbreak in both contagious and somehow non-contagious diseases.
Huh. Well,
Here's the thing, they're probably all going to die anyway.
We have a lifespan on this earth. As we said, we talked to that lizard before, and he made a, despite everything else, he made a good point that we all die, you know.
And some of us.
Some of us.
Anyway, now, let's talk to that wizard.
Do we know how to kill the wizard, or is that something that we figure out on the fly?
Yeah, let's just figure it out. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Let's just cruise.
Yeah.
Hey, wizard.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, wizard. Hey. Wizard?
Why'd you make all these sick animals?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody just chill. If you want to talk to the wizard, I need you all to take a pill. You guys want to get high?
No.
Kiss your cares goodbye?
No.
Fine. Cool. Even better still. I'll just talk to you and chill.
I'll be honest. Wizard. I'm impressed. The most impressive thing about this is that perfect American accent.
Well,
we know your secret.
Oh, so you know that I was born in Japan. Well, I'll tell you the secret. I am an Italian man. I just chose through all of my schooling to talk with a normal accent instead of that Italian fooling. What can I help you gents with today? I'm just trying to be it on the deck catching rays.
We need your blood.
Give us your blood.
To you cure need a drop of your blood. Sick animal.
Oh, you need my blood because of my whole creating sick animals thing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could give you my blood. It would only be a little sting. But before I do, you must pass my wizard's trial. 3 riddles have I for you.
Wait, I thought that wasn't a thing.
I was relieved when we weren't going to have to answer any riddles.
Well, you introduced it, so now it's a thing, and you must pass my riddle thing. You get a little sting. I already used that rhyme.
What pain will these riddles bring?
Well, they're riddles, so they'll suck, and they'll make you hate your life. But you'll have to pass them if you want to go through the strife.
I guess that is a cost.
The
terrible
pain of having to encounter riddles and deal with riddles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who would willingly thrust themselves into a life where they were confronted with that on a regular basis?
Here's the thing. If you get the cash, I'd jump ship and do it, too.
Listen. Just give me the payday. I will do anything.
There is almost nothing I would not sell out for.
Truly. Yeah.
The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra is one of the oldest orchestras in the country.
Are you okay?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Your eyes rolled into the back of your head.
I love chili. I certainly love chili. Something else.
Skyline chili?
I love Skyline chili. It's one of the best. They make it with a bunch of crap, but it tastes like bad breath.
Cincinnati
is home to 5 U.S. presidents.
Still?
Really?
And what is the U.S. in this context? Still. Let's go through them. Who lives there? Trump, Obama, Clinton.
Carter.
Bush.
And Bush.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the same block.
All 5 live in one street in Cincinnati.
It's just so reasonable, and the school districts are so nice. Mm-hmm.
It's also a very good sitcom. They're staying in the same apartment together, and boy, do their views not align.
Oh, what antics.
A cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays in town for 3 days, then leaves on Friday. How did he do it?
I'm not going to do this one. It's in the song. It's in the song, my man.
Yeah, what that means. It's pretty on the nose.
Don't know what that means.
Next. The Arnie Parrot tells us the solution to all these riddles.
A man hangs himself in a locked room with only a puddle of water beneath him.
This one's also in the song.
It's in the song.
Okay.
He didn't say that we need an answer. We just need to hear them.
That's true. Yeah, next
one. Just keep on going.
We have to endure hearing riddles.
It was an
40
airplane.
People die in a cabin.
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods.
This one, yeah.
How do they get
there? Doctor is the mother, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the 3. Give us some of your blood, dude.
Fine. You want my blood? Yes. Good. Fine. Take it.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Loaded with THC. I'm high as a kite right now.
Wait a minute.
What is it, spit?
Before we take this wizard's blood, I want to see who this wizard really is.
Oh, you caught me. You caught me. It's me, Jared.
But why?
Jared.
This was really fun.
But
thank
why?
You.
Why? I'll tell you why. Because you four think that you can just own the sky. You think that you're the best, coolest skyjacks in the world. Well, old Jared taught you a lesson. He taught you a little humility. He taught you that you can't talk down to the people on your ship or the weird cast of cavalcade characters that come to interview to be a part of your ship. You think that you're all the best and the greatest thing since sliced dog bread. But you're not. And maybe the next time you meet a wacky character that a fan submits, you'll think it twice before you just shuffle him off the ship. You'll think it twice. I'm from a Japan. That's the other thing about me. Cincinnati was originally named after the Licking River because it's the mouth of the Ohio River, the Over the Rhine district. This is all just off the top of the dome. Oh, boy.
So you did all this to us because you were upset with how we treated the people who interview on this ship?
That's true. I did. I think
this is very like Tony Stark, pretty much any bad guy in the Marvel franchise recently kind of arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teach you a lesson. I was trying to teach you a lesson.
I learned my lesson.
I did too.
Okay.
And I hope you learned yours. That briefcase that you swallowed again, there was a bomb in it.
Oh, no. You put a bomb in the briefcase?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, not only that, I put a bomb in every briefcase that every animal on this ship swallowed.
No!
Well, if they all blow up at the same time, they're going to take your ship out with you. Then there's only one thing to do. I have to collect every animal on this ship, and I have to get them off the ship!
Go to them, Jared.
Well, hold on. Don't collect Baritone Barry because...
Collect him.
We do need him. He's one of the
few
characters.
Do we really need him, though?
We'd only be left with Toku at that point.
We can make him again.
We can get more people.
We can make him again.
Again, there are long-lasting implications
to all
of this.
So leave Baritone Barry.
This isn't canon.
Leave Baritone Barry. Which one is he? See the lizard?
Who knows?
I'll leave the lizard.
Who was a man.
I definitely am going to leave the lizard.
Oh, no. No, no.
No, he's the one.
Oh, no!
Quick, what season is it?
Oh, it's spring.
Draw Luminary.
We've established that it's spring.
No, it's that nice middle between spring and autumn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
It's a Chicago spring. It's 1 week.
Construction season, am I right?
All right. There's like doing it in traffic and Giordano.
So anyway, what am I in spring? A rabbit or a coyote or something?
Spring is the snake. Oh. I don't know why I know this. I don't canonically know any of this.
Oh, no!
Now you have a briefcase inside of you!
That's true. And you're a snake now.
It's true.
If you're a snake, then we have a lot in common.
What does that mean?
Just, you know, you've been oppressed like we've been oppressed.
No.
All right.
No, get
the
off.
The lizard's
open
back.
The ship.
I was getting off.
No.
I'm always getting off.
No.
Okay, fine, man. I'll go.
John, do you want to just, like, go to bed now?
I'll
what?
Go as well.
Then I'll go, too. It's been nice, Barry, but it's time for me to go as well.
I understand. We'll see you again. This isn't fine. Goodbye. This
no,
is, I'll see
it.
You later.
I doubt it. I okay. do not think I'll be back.
All right.
There
that's probably
absolutely
seems...
no way we could afford these rates.
Okay.
On a regular basis.
Me and my friends are going, and we're going to blow up as soon as we leave this ship.
Good.
And hopefully that blast will propel the sails enough time to get you to your next port.
Well, thank you. I guess
it's been an honor.
I guess.
Remember, we can't fear. Bark, bark, bark. Something else. Where's my tail? All right.
As the animals descend from the sky and the bombs are still in them, right?
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, just so in the middle of falling, they explode into like a gory cloud that is whisked away by the wind. We look again over the now peaceful scene of the Uhuru. Baritone Barry sadly crooning to himself, licensed music in the crow's nest. We can't really listen to what it is. Arnie will just have to whip together an approximation that sounds like a bunch of different licensed songs. I don't know. We might do nothing. That sounds expensive. We look down back over the deck to jerk off Jerry's currently unled karate class as Jerry's not there right now. We look even further below decks, the long line of crew members waiting to use the bathroom that we established, which is 1,000% canon. Go back into the captain's office where he holds Dreff's heart in his palm, it beating faintly. He looks towards the wall that separates him from the room where your friend used to make most of his days. We cut through the wall of that room and we see illuminated in the darkness the ghostly figure of your fallen friend Dreff. As he looks in shock and horror over the shoulder of Jerkoff Jerry, who's doing his thing.
Okay. Oh God, no. Oh, please. Don't, not, oh, not in my vial.
Oh, I'm going to save this one for later.
Why do people do that?
And that's it.
Wow.
And I'm still on the ship.
God damn.
No.
Wow. We cut to the bottom of the ship. 1,000 eggs. All.
1,000 chameleon eggs.
One cracks open.
Yep.
And an incel list pokes its head out.
Men's rights are human rights.
Blackout.
No.
Scotty Jacks.
Incel lizard.
Oh, Godzilla incel lizard. Oh, God.
The incel lizards were my favorite Budweiser animals.
Incel.
M-R-A.
Red pill.
Chance and Stacey's.
All right. Everybody listen up. We got another letter coming in.
All right.
Dear Uhuru, earlier this year, I had to make an irreversible choice as a skyjack, and I mutinied against my captain and his closest advisors. Some of them were even my friends. I lured them into the captain's cabin where it already killed her and her first mate. The luminaries made me lucky, and I was able to manipulate some of my friends to kill off those who were too strong-willed to ignore what I had left of the captain. In the end, the effects of the luminary wore off, and I was forced to kill everyone in the room. Okay, so this is like kind of a supernatural thing where a luminary forced them to do this. I somehow managed to dispose of all the bodies that night and have convinced the crew that the captain is just unwell. The stench is coming out of her cabin helps, but it's only getting worse. The crew is beginning to lose faith in me as the captain's voice, directing the ship to the next town. The captain was slowly destroying us all with her decisions, and I fear what I have done may never be forgiven for. If the rest of my crew finds out, it could catch up with me in a bad way. How can I continue to keep this a secret and make the memories of their deaths go away? Please help. Okay, there's not a fun name. It's just a character name. Zelfire Lindelbrook.
That wasn't a very fun story either.
Wow.
I mean, it was edgy. That's important. You gotta have a nice edgy
Sometimes
hook.
Sometimes people confuse edgy for deep, you know?
At the end of the day, this person just sounds like a murderer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so then why not keep killing people until there's no one left to sort of worry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, you've run into someone would have to help you pilot the ship and man it.
At a you certain point, you have to cut your losses, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes, that's true. It's the same respect. Don't do a job halfway, you know? Once you've killed all the strong-willed people off, it's really easy pickings for the rest of it.
Hmm. So, what do they want?
They want to know how to keep it a secret.
Yeah, well, the best way to keep a secret is to die everyone who kill everyone, make dead everyone.
Hey, bud, you
who
okay?
Knows the
truth. Hey, bud, you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. The only way to keep a secret is for only one person to remain.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Exactly. That's mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Yes.
Dead men tell no tales, you know.
Yes. This might be like a jumping off point for you because without a crew, you're not going to be able to be a skyjack. So maybe this is a sign that you should be getting into more land-based careers.
Yeah, just like park your ship right on the land. That can be your mason store. And then you just do brick stuff from now on.
So if you murdered a bunch of people and had to start a new life, what would be your first choice?
Baker.
Why?
Oh, interesting question.
That's nice and fun.
That is nice and fun. Simple.
There's no, that's it.
Hmm.
I would choose candlestick maker.
Nice, simple, and fun. I like that.
It's fun. You get to dip things, deal with a lot of wax.
Jonet?
What's the like official term of like someone who works with leather?
Leather daddy.
I'd be a leather daddy.
I think you'd be so good at that. I think you'd be an excellent leather daddy, Jonet.
Yeah.
Tanner?
What about you, Gable?
Gable.
I've always wanted to be an actor.
So there's no pattern that you want to...
No.
No one's going to pay off on that. No. Okay.
You want to be an actor.
I know.
That's a tough gig.
I know it's hard. And that's why I'm doing skyship stuff. Sometimes so much of it is political.
Oh, yes.
You know? And you have to have the confidence to just put yourself out there. And I never really was very good at that.
I wouldn't be able to handle the rejection.
No, none of us could.
I don't know. I think that I could do it. I mean, after all, I don't talk about this often, but I am a Coppola. So.
Oh.
Yes. So it wouldn't be that difficult for me to breach into it. But
why don't you use that name?
I choose to make my way in my own right, you know, rather than rely on the Coppola name.
That's honestly, that's fair. But all right, I want you to be honest. Yes. I don't want you to feel like you need to hold back. What is something that I would need to do to get a good role in the next big film?
Marry a Coppola.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
Would be my advice.
That's yes. Gotta find
Or do something high profile like a celebrity murder. That could do it, yeah.
That's easier, though.
Murder a Coppola? Not me, of course. Since I changed my name, I'm not really affiliated.
Yeah, you wouldn't have the cachet.
Wouldn't get that clout.
Yes, you need to murder a real Coppola, a Francis Ford, a Kevin Miata.
A Sophia.
Wouldn't it be funny if Nicolas Cage and... Emilio Estevez both chose the same fake last name.
Oh, yes. Like
they made their own little family.
It was just like Nicholas Estevez and Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
And everyone just chose Estevez.
It's like when you don't want to be associated with your favorite famous family, you just become an Estevez.
Like in Game of Thrones with like the bastard boards or like Jon Snow. Like when you're a bastard board, you have to choose the Estevez name.
I'm not familiar with the source material, but...
Yeah, you shouldn't be. It's
Oh, I like that.
That's more fun.
It's like, I know you're famous and I should respect you, but I don't know why.
And people would go around being like,
you're a Palpatine.
Do you know who, do you know who Julia Estevez's mother is? You're like, no, tell me. She's a who?
I gotta know.
Yes, Estevez is the perfect name for that.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Occasionally we stumble across something good.
You know, sometimes.
I think if you're trying to keep this a secret, you should change your last name to Estevez.
Yes.
People will respect you because you're probably famous.
Estevez men tell no tales.
And there we go. Campaign Skyjacks is a One-Shot Network production. For more information, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @CampaignPod for updates about live shows and other events we might be doing. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more. You can find more great gaming shows over at oneshotpodcast.com. Jonnet Kessler was played by Tyler Davis, who can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Tyler A. Dave. Gable was played by Liz Anderson, who can be found on Twitter at Liz_... or on her podcast, Paired. Travis Madigo was played by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at Johnny in Briefs or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball. I am James D'Amato, your host and game master. You can find me on Twitter at OneShotRPG or on my other podcast, One Shot. The original music featured in this production was composed and performed by Arnie Parrott. You can find Arnie on Twitter at ArnePArrott. And you can find more of his work at ATPTunes.com. This episode was edited by Casey Tony, who can be found on Twitter at Casey Pony, spelled CaseyPoney, or on his own podcast, Neoscum. Our logo was designed by Fiona Shea, who can be found on Twitter at Fiona Pup. The world of Sphere was inspired in part by the music of the Decemberists and the card game Illimat, property of Together Studios. The game used in this production is a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system that was created by a talented group of game designers who were fired by a private equity firm owning Fantasy Flight Games. There are no kings. Take flight, heroes.
Health to the strangers who've ever been kind, and once for our friends ne'er to rise. Twice to the dearest we're leaving behind, who know we can never deny the call of the skies.